One of the most important prerequisites and requirements for an acting coach, in my opinion, and it seems to be universal, so maybe it's not just me, is how active that coach is. In the spaces in which we operate, voice acting, as well as in the trends that are happening right now. Like what reasoning would you have to like justify spending your money and time on with a coach who is currently not booking, right? In the first place, why would you want to learn from someone who is not an actor, first and foremost? And secondly, why would you want to learn from anyone who is not currently booking, using what they know and doing what they do? One thing to say, okay, well, not everybody books everything all the time, and that part is true. At the same time, if the coach that you're interested in cannot provide, like, recent bookings... And I mean recent bookings, not 10 years ago. Or I used to be a voice actor 7 years ago. You know, that kind of stuff. It should be the very one of the first flags that should go up before you decide to book a session or to spend literally your hard-earned money, you know, and spend the time out of your life and your day to give to that person. So from a very, like, protective place, I guess. Come on, thank you. I want to make sure that you're protected and that you are, like, I want to help and advise and guide in you spending your money and time wisely. So, that's, I believe, one of the very, very first requirements. Is this actor, is this coach, is this teacher someone who is currently working? And even before I started my journey through Google searches, because it's a thing, right? Google search and YouTube searches, through searching on the internet, I became aware of this point, and this shouldn't be new to anybody. Trash, right? This shouldn't be new idea and a concept to anyone. Learn from a currently booking actor. And at that time, it was for me, and the guy still booking. His name is Reed Rudy. Reed Rudy. LA-based voice actor, on-camera actor, stage actor, director, all these things. The guy has been working for like 30-plus years in the union for so many, and has been teaching for 16, and so many people have found like... a success, not success because they taught to learn with him, but so many people have gone through his studio. Oh my gosh, that was big. and a bunch of folks got a lot out of him, you know what I mean? As a coach and as a mentor. And I've done, as it is what I do, I've done my level of research and read up on things and talked to people about employing Reed's services in the beginning phases of my career. And Reed is and continues to be my one, well, voice and one voice that I can confidently rely on to give me advice and mentor. Provide mentorship as necessary. But it can't be. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing and he knows what he's talking about. He's been in the business for so long. We've heard his voice in Final Fantasy 15. He was the voice of NFL for a number of years. He's got a number of commercials and narrations. All these things. And he's represented by A3. Oh my goodness, why am I having so much trouble? So from my research, I deduced that he is indeed a trustworthy colleague and a voice actor, and someone I can most definitely learn from. That much I deduced. My gosh, where is it? There it is. And after that, it wasn't difficult to go, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about, and I would like to learn from him. And certainly, I've learned a lot from him. And Ryan here has first-hand experience in working with Reed, myself as well. And he's a good guy. He's a good guy, just on the inside. And I think that's the type of people that you would want to, cherry on top, want to work with in that capacity, because I have also worked with, like, egotistical, like, my method is the best type of people before as well, and it just doesn't go well. It just doesn't go well. You know what I mean? it's just not a good time. And maybe it's the clash of personalities. Who knows? But I, for one, have always enjoyed learning from and working with people who are humble, people who operate under gratitude and empathy, and Reed has been one of those people for me, and I've learned a lot from that guy in the realm of commercials, definitely animation, video games too. I'll exit. As well as other realms of voiceover. And, like, the guy has been in so many things for so many years. He was able to provide me with a lot of guidance on various aspects of running my business as a voice actor entrepreneur. As well as a talent, on the talent side. And I think somebody like that should be someone that you should look for. Everyone you should look for. So that's the first thing, I think. Reputation in the industry, but rather, is this coach a working actor currently? And is this person in touch and is aware of today's trends and what is required and needed, what is booking in the landscape? I remember working with a voice actor quite some time ago, and I haven't been teaching that long, so year ago, maybe? Something like that? And, hey, nice to meet you, blah, 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 this and that. And the guy's like, I want to show you my demo. Yeah, of course, let's hear it, let's see what's up, right? This whole demo thing. And the guy sends me to his website. Yeah, okay, it makes sense. You put your demo on your website, here you go. He sends me to my website, and there it is, commercial demo. I click on it, drink to the heat of the and it's 10 minutes long. 10 minutes long. A commercial demo, 10 minutes long. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's pretty clear that you made this, right? Like, who produces a 10-minute demo? Here, you must have put some spots together, and here you are. Very good. And the first thing I said was exactly that. You know, you made your own commercial demo. That's fine. And he's like, no. I made this with my coach. You mean your voice over coach put their stamp on it? Like, this is okay? This is the one that, you know, yeah. Okay. Like, when was this demo produced? Because decades ago, things were different, right? 5 years ago. Things were 5 years ago. Number of years ago, it was different. People with the announcer voices. All these things were what was booking. So, trends that are different is understandable. Right? Understandable. But, he's like, yeah, 2019. 2019. Wow. Okay. No coach in 2019 should have advised anyone to make a 10-minute commercial demo. It's one of many cautionary tales that I come across. Thankfully, not on a daily basis. Thankfully, not on a daily basis. But more often than you think. The misconceptions about what X, Y, and Z is and other elements, of course. I'm not perfect. No one is. I understand. At the same time, it's a great cautionary example of coaches that exist out there the people who are willing to coach and mentor and guide you that are out there who may not necessarily be in touch with most with today's updated information. And that goes to booking trends, length of demos, what should be on it, what kind of sounds. Right now, diversity, inclusion, representation, very hot topics right now, right? And I don't have to sit here and tell you that because you're in it. And you've been reading it, seeing it, hearing it. Various interviews, social media, blog posts, articles, da-da-da-da-da, right? People who may, the other coaches who may not be as attuned to what is going on might not know that, right?
Bet you can't keep up with me.
So, I think that's I think I've made my point here. Work with actors who are currently working, because then they will be aware of what's going on. They're working with directors and producers who are looking for this certain thing, whatever the trend might be, was, it is today, and whatever it might be 10 years from now, right? So, working with actors who are currently in the industry, doing the things that they do, and teaching, and thereby relaying what they know about the current state of industry to their students, so that they can succeed. Is that not what the coaches should want? So, there's that, right? Make sure that they are indeed currently working actors. 100% reasonable that I'll take my mentor that has a lot of experience versus a guy who's been doing it for a year, indeed. And me too, Rastafaris. Like, I've only been voice acting since 2016, right? That's only 5 years. Only 5 years. Even though. But that's precisely why I don't coach commercial. It's precisely why I don't coach or work with or attempt to teach those professionals who are currently in the industry. I have nothing to offer them. I don't. What I do have to offer is my expertise, my teaching credential for K-12 education, which means my curriculum and my teaching ability are very specialized to beginning actors. I was a high school theater teacher for 11 years. 11. And every single day, literally every single day, I taught fundamentals of acting. Fundamentals of acting. And you do it for 11 years, I promise, you get very good at reading new actors and figuring out what exactly is it that those individual actors need in order to grow. And to light them up, if you will, to make them bright, shine bright, all that flowery language that we use to describe talent. And because my expertise and my experience and my credential to a degree, I still have my teaching credential from the state of California, all point to being able to service beginning actors rather efficiently. And expertly, I would even dare to say. That's the reason why I coach. I want to help the beginning actors and those who are just starting, / I started acting not too long ago, and I could use the fundamentals, the basis of what acting is. For those actors, I am a good fit. But for those who are currently navigating through the industry, right? For those who are currently working, they don't need the basic information about what acting is, what characterization is, what acting is, fundamentally speaking, you know. Okay. So I don't service those people. They've got other coaches and other actor coaches that can go to for help and for guidance, who are far better suited than me. Please. Ooh, that was hairy. Why is everything so difficult today? My gosh. Here we go. You've been unfortunate enough to have been taken advantage of a coach early on in my career. Pressured into making a demo too early. It was a horrible demo. Some people, you're just... Oh, gosh. That's... I'm so sorry to have read that and to hear that, Roscoe's. I am so sorry. And... Unfortunately, there are like organizations and people out there who are after the money, right? It's that's the business. That's their business, and I am I am not for it. I am not for it at all. And practices and organizations where they go, yeah, come and take our, you know, our 3-month class. We'll cut you a demo, and then you'll be able to send it to like agencies and stuff, and you can make $1 million. And the one that Amanda posted recently about the whole audiobook narrator. Hey, you, do you speak English? Here's what you do to make $1,400 an hour, whatever it is. Yeah, if it was that easy, please. Right? Never mind the fact that it takes years and nuances, marketing, recording equipment, experience, blah blah blah, to make that to make that happen. My goodness. That's, you can sit here and complain all day. At the same time, I wanna absolutely ensure that we understand. Come on, in the water, thank you. That when it comes to coaches, it's the same thing. We have to invest our money and time. It is indeed an investment, your education, you know, into being a better actor, to be more marketable, to increase your acting ability, your entrepreneurial ability. So selecting the right coach. And there are many, many excellent coaches out there, many of them. But it doesn't mean that they are all right for you. You know? So let's talk about the fact that there are so many voice acting coaches out there who are amazing and amazingly wonderful. This much I can attest first person, firsthand. Yet, even though they may be this super wonderful voice acting coach, that person might not be the right fit. The right fit. Okay. Because we all think differently and process information differently and work with different people differently, you know? Because so many things in the human condition is so varied. There are so many variables, the way we work. There is really no one right way. Like, 1 + 1 = 1. 2.
Ad Astra Abyssosk. Welcome to the Adventurers Guild.
And that's why you shouldn't be listening to me. 1 + 1 = 2, no matter how you look at it. Maybe it's 11, sure. 1 + 1 = 1 when it comes to water. Right, one drop of water is still one drop of water. We learn differently, and the way a concept is explained to someone using a certain analogy, whether it be an analytical and a model utilizing an analogy or an analysis, compare and contrast, or direct like lecture style. However and whatever, we all learn differently. This much I know from working as a teacher for so many years. Everybody learns differently. We can all learn, but we have different affinities. Some folks are better learned in through audio. They can put a podcast in their ear and go about their day and learn the things that they need to learn. For some others, they need to be in person with a lecturer, professor in front of you, drawing diagrams because they're visual, maybe. For some people, they have to do it. Like, they can't learn about the rules of the road unless they drive it for themselves and experience it, right? Kinetic. So many other ways to explain these concepts, but we all learn differently. And because we all process information in different ways, it's also equally important to find coaches who can deliver the instruction with the utmost efficiency of absorbing that information on your end. And that teaching model looks different for every coach, of course, because that's what they do. That's what they know, right? According to what they know, what they've been trained, what they utilize in the booth. So between all these variables of people learning differently and people teaching differently, it falls on your shoulder as a voice actor. It falls in my shoulder as a voice actor to try on as many coaches as possible. maybe you're learning with one coach right now, one person, and that's fine. If it's going well, and you're clicking, and the two of you are jiving, and you genuinely like each other as people, and you're learning, and you can see, and you can feel that you're getting better, and you can objectively measure because you're booking more things under this person. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? But if things are not happening, then it might be in your best interest. It is in your best interest to try something else. If a pair of pants don't fit well, get another one. You know? Oh, goodness gracious. It's your money. It's your time. Right? And I think it would be best if everybody really nailed down the efficiencies and the spending and of the time and money in the most ROI beneficial way possible. And I would love for that to be a true statement for everybody here and for everyone that I work with, of course. Ah! Okay. Here we go. Cheap tricks. Now, I might temporarily need a better two-piece for her until the four-piece four-piece Blizzard Strayer comes home, which I'm desperately trying, as you can see. Oh, dear. Access denied. One more. Here it comes. Okay. One strike will suffice. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Phew. But I think it's super important. In addition to, because the information about is this coach a currently working actor? That information can be found out on IMDb on the actor's website, right? Hopefully a well credited, well working actor would know better to update their websites and resumes with the latest information as they go along. Of course. Let's try a second piece. This one's like this brown and yellow thing that's going on here with this wrapper. And this is the Baron Baton Chick Chocolate. Baton, I'm definitely saying that wrong. Batchuk Chocolate. Cheers. Like peanut buttery, chocolatey, kind of like a Snickers but softer. Interesting. You're about to bring that up. One of the measures that you heard regarding the coach, look for someone afraid to tell you that you're not ready. Absolutely. And if a coach is like, yeah, great job, and you're not feeling it, probably a flag. I agree. The coach that you have no longer in touch with was a yes man. Only tell people they were amazing regardless of experience. Yeah. And good coaches will tell you that. Absolutely. Especially when you approach with a demo question. No, you're not ready. They'll say it. I've told many people. But at the same time, because a coach thinks you're not ready for a demo, number one, doesn't mean that you can't make samples, number one. And number two, it's a good thing. Like, you should be thanking them for their honesty. Absolutely. And for those yes men coaches, I'm with you. Who would say yes to that should be the flag that you should be wary of. Absolutely. Ravensclaw, I got you. Ravensclaw, do you know where ghosts like to go swimming? You know, Casper and other ghosts, right? Where do ghosts like to go swimming? Lake Erie. Lake, right by the Michigan. What do you call that? There's a name for that. The northern part across the bridge. There's a name for that. Oh my gosh, Lake Erie. That's where it goes. Raven's Claw. Thank you very much. Da 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 da. We're learning all kinds of new things today. Thank you. Yeah, that's where ghosts go to go swimming Lake Erie. You're welcome. Thank you very much. Rotting brain cells here at C6 Impact, and that's the way it should be. Absolutely. Okay, it looks like we got our dailies done. And we've done our resin. Oh, I know. We need to go and gamble away those 5 stars, you know, so getting a better Wanderer's pieces. And then we'll go do some pools. Here we go. And because all of the 5 stars we got from that realm was all trash. Like, this would have been amazing if defense wasn't the main stat, obviously. And what can we do? The RNG gods are not always kind. Like, that one's nice too, kinda, if it wasn't HP, all these things. So, I'm gonna go ahead and sacrifice all of them, and I don't need any of these, so that's all going. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 21 pieces. Here we go. Let's see what we get. This one is Alex. I don't know Russian, so I have no clue. This one with this child's face, chocolate candy by Alenka. Individually wrapped bite-sized piece of chocolate candy from the reputed Russian confectioner Alenka. Rich taste with a smooth, velvety texture from Alenka. I don't know if you've ever had Russian snacks like this. This is very fascinating. I'm curious to see what this tastes like. I'm willing to bet that this is more like a wafer kind of a thing. This tiny little cube snack chocolate thing. Kit Kat. Yep. Definitely Kit Kats. Hydro. That's worth a try. That's worth a try. All right, Ryan, I got you. You know, in cold climate like this, it was 36 degrees this morning. What is going on? This winter weather, I can't stand it. All right, Ryan, this is for you. I'm sure in the East Coast it's a lot colder, so this might be appropriate. Ryan, how does a penguin build a house? Do you know how a penguin builds a house? He glues it together. he glues it together. You know, it's about the cold fusion, right? Of the ice molecules with water in between. He glues it. And the water acts as the glue. He glues it together. So there you go. He glues it together. Da 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 da. One more time. Thank you very much. Oh, feel free. I've got a book of them. It's amazing. Her current best piece. Her current best piece. Which will soon be this one, eventually. But for her best piece right now, it's this or this. And the new one that we got needs to be better than either of them. It's a tall order, I think. But let's see where it goes, okay? Where did it go? There it is. Here we go. Ooh, right off the bat times two. I love it. I believe. You actually looked up that there were way more colder places than North Pole. Kentucky, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Canada. Oh my gosh. Cold. Ugh. HP. Ugh. I'll try one more. It's in Siberia. It's not cold. Okay, right. It's not cold at the moment. Okay. You know, Ryan, your definition of it's not cold at the moment, I'm sure it's like 20, 30 degrees. That's cold. But minus 57 Celsius in Siberia is pretty severe. I like it here. Thank you very much. Okay. We're seeing some signs here. I like this. That's good. 50s. Okay, it's pretty good. But it can change in a dime. I see. 52 in Minnesota. Pretty warm today. It's... Oof. Yeah. It's expensive out here, but I'll take it. It's okay. Yeah, I can't do cold weather. It's not it for me. Cold weather in me is not it. Nope. HP. I'm stopping it. That's not worth it. That's not worth it anymore. I'm stopping it. Yikes. In addition to, is the coach currently working? And in addition to, is the coach in touch with today's trends? Is this coach trying to shake me for my money? So many flags to consider, really. But generally speaking, if the coach has a good reputation in the community, right? And thankfully, we have resources like Twitter and Voice Acting Club on Discord. We have resources that we have available to us that we can access and utilize to make our decisions. And very much ever grateful for those resources. I didn't know that existed. I didn't know that there was a great amount of voice actors on Twitter. I didn't know that Voice Acting Club existed at all when I started. Had I had access to those information, my journey would have been a lot smoother. Oh my goodness. Most definitely. So that's kind of where the whole gratitude kind of comes in as well. Like, we have more information now than we have ever had before. So having all that information at our fingertips whenever we want it, and all the people that are willing to help out in this capacity, I think it's a good thing. A thing that we should be grateful for sure, for each other. Because you, in turn, 20 years from now, 5 years from now, are going to turn around and help somebody else. I'm sure you've done it already. The community itself is a very supporting community, so I'm sure you've also helped somebody out recently. I have zero doubt of that. Well, in this capacity, you want to look for a coach who can seriously help you, you know? Achieve your goals and set some goals and make sure that they are invested in your success and not in their pocket. So, it can be a very difficult thing, right? There's no one way to read a human being, of course, you know. But we have to do our due diligence, I think, in order to vet a coach good enough to be worth of your money and your time. So that's what I would highly suggest. Just some basic guidelines, universal agreements about coaches. They should be currently working. Don't work with a coach who used to be a voice actor 20 years ago. They have to be currently working, right? And if they are currently working, you can rest assured that they are in touch with today's trends. And it is possible to work with coaches and voice actors who may not be a currently working actor. Because let's be sure, not all actors are teachers. Oh my gosh, Gianni! Oh my, hello, Gianni. Good to see you. party with 115 folks. Welcome to the stream. Hi, everybody. I'm June. I'm a voice actor, NPCs in the Genshin Impact. Thank you for the follow. Welcome to the stream. Gianni, how are you, sir? Welcome to the stream. How was it? What did you do? Good to have you. I haven't talked to you in a long time. We gotta get a Zoom meeting together, have a drink, make some spaghetti. See what I'm saying? Remember? One of these days, for sure. Hi, welcome back. It's currently, this is my main Genshin Impact account, and we've done our dailies, and we're about to pull for Goro. So, here we are. Halo Infinite. Okay, very good. I wish I can enjoy first-person shooters. I'm just not that person. Gianni, how are you? Are you staying warm and safe? I certainly hope you are. In addition, we're currently enjoying these lovely, tasty snacks from Russia. Thank you for the follow, indeed. And since you're here, let's break open the next one. This is the chocolate cake-looking thingy. I have no clue. Korovka wafer candy with condensed milk flavor by Rotfront. Sure. Everybody in, cheers. Nice glass of bourbon in front of me as well. Let's see. Halo Infinite, pretty fun. Always good to send folks over. I'm not the best. You're the best. You get out of here. You're going to head out. Get some food. Yes, sir. Indeed. Thank you very much for the raid. I hope you have a good dinner and a good rest of your night. Thank you, Johnny. Indeed. And stay warm. It's cold in Canada. My gosh. And thank you for the follow, everybody. Good. 40 minutes trying to do a gravity hammer trick on the warthog. We have to appreciate the tenacity, right? Absolutely, of Johnny. That's so cool. Hopefully it worked. I don't know. But I believe time is here. So why don't we go ahead, do our ritual. So if you play Genshin Impact, hi everybody. This is Amber, my favorite character. And what we do is that we climb on this fountain and we aim above the gate towards Timmy's pigeons that I killed. And I'm hoping that they respawn. They haven't, but I'm going to wish it anyway since it's a wish. And that's my ritual. And with this tentpole, Goro will come home. And I don't need Ito, despite Nick's cheering. I don't need Ito. And I don't need a C6 Goro either. I just want one copy. After that, we're gonna pull another copy of the Skyward Harp. Currently, one of my characters, Ganyu, is using it, and I would love to have an R2. So I have 20,000 Primo Gems and 10 pull here. So hopefully we can hit it. If not, I don't know. But here we go. Give me your luck, everybody. First 10 pull for Goro. Let's see what happens. We fire the arrows towards the Timmy's pigeons. And I'm wishing and praying that those pigeon souls are rising to the sky. Here's a 10 pull. What do we have? Oh my gosh. That's 9. Okay, there we go. It's a wizard. Yeah. Waiting for Goro. Here we go. Come on. Give me Goro. It works. I'm telling you, it works. Take your amber, stand on the platform. In your heart. In your heart. Intend bad things for those pigeons with the arrows. And you'll get what you want. It works, I'm telling you. So there's our boy. Goro has come home. Huzzah. Very, very good. And now, the the main event. Skyward Harp. Throughout the past couple of banners, I've been saving Primogems just aimlessly. None of the characters interested me in any way, and something's gotta come along that might interest me, and here comes Goro, and here comes the harp. So, I'm gonna let loose a fresh set of arrows, just a little higher for Timmy's pigeons, because they're more in the air now, because they're ghosts. and let's see if the harp comes home. I'm currently, let me just refresh my memory, I'm currently at 16 pulls. My last 5-star... 12, 18. My last 5-star was the Memory of Dust. And I believe that was a 50-50 Memory of Dust. Or was it? I don't remember if that was a 50-50 or not. But here we go. Special shaped rock. Nice. Everybody has these traditions. And I'm here for it. It's pretty cool. Thank you for the follow. Okay, Seongyun is here. Very good. Not that I ever use the guy, but sure. I think he's my C6 already. EC, my 4-star. Is this what this is all about? Yes, indeed. It's Seongyun. That's fine. Here we go. It's always a random pull, right? I agree. Here we go. Pearl Planet Befall at the Vision Decree statue and play videos of dogs. I've seen creators like throw characters off of cliffs to sacrifice them to the RNG gods. Amazing. We got the... This is the bell. I forget what this is. Check. This is the bell, right? right. Here we go. Righto. Yes, indeed. Okay. Look at all the fodder. Oh, man. Oh, Beto. Great. Beto's lovely. I love Beto, and it's not useful to me. That's okay. Building our way up to the pity. Here we go. I'm telling you, try killing Timmy's pigeons. It works. It works quite well. I have to say. Another bell. What is up with this? My goodness. Maybe I shouldn't have fired that second arrow. Man. Okay. Alright. That's okay. Still going for a copy of that harp. Here we go. Oh, it's a 5-star this time. That's early, isn't it? Come on. Give it to me. Oh, the Red Horn Stone Thresher. Okay, well, that's useless to me. But sure, maybe I'll give it to D-Luke. Or other Ito's weapon. Absolutely. Okay. Well, we're not going to stop here. So here we go. A Noel. Interesting. I haven't looked into it at all. I don't. Another bell. What is going on with the bells? Yeah. Xiangling is here. That's good. A Noel. That's interesting. I've not read into it. I have no idea what it does. So, I'm going to take your word for it, Ryan. Did I just see a 5-star? Sorry, I was looking at the box. Was that a 5-star just now? It was. Wow. At 20 pulls, indeed. This is my 50-50? I think. Hey, there's the harp. All right. Okay. All's good in the world. See, you have to have faith in killing Timmy's pigeons.